Okay, it's one of those rare times when I'm actually listening to or making a recording on my way home from work. I'm probably trying to make myself feel better about just a basic attitude that's just kind of dictatorial. Hopefully in seeing that it's dictatorial, I can try to work on it, or at least try to find nice ways to say what I'm doing. I tend to personalize everything. I don't know if I took seriously all that stuff about, you know, you can't understand a person until you walk in their shoes for a mile. And, I don't know if this is me taking that to heart. If you've ever listened to my audio, or not listened to my well, that's a weird way to say it. My most deleted audio recordings are ones that have to do with gays. Very passionate about the fact that people who appeal to gayness or things like it are wrong-headed. When I get really passionate, I start yelling. And it really bothers my wife. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to be a very modulated reason sort of a person, because I'm passionate about a lot of things. But I'm trying to get to the point to where I can kind of let people own their own take on something, even if me and my heart and my mind, I say, they don't see it, they don't understand. They don't understand the problem that they cause. And that they think this is just about liberty, which it really isn't. Of course, you can do whatever you want. That's the first rule of liberty, choice, things like that. We often ignore responsibility and accountability. Just as much as you can't really appeal to not using your liberty, the lowest people I know, sadly, don't want them to stay low, don't want to define them that way, but people who go for the low road, constantly looking for excuses why they should not be held responsible for something to which they were a party. That really bothers me. I did a very long recording once, and I think I even, it still might be among the recordings. I do not sort them. I don't go through them. I couldn't refer you to it. I don't track them. I record them. I set them down. I throw them out, and then I move on. But it was a real big one on how selfish gay people are. If they thought about it a certain way, they would probably say, oh my gosh, here I thought I was a nice person, and at a very visceral, physical level, I'm causing pain to members of the opposite sex. I'm forcing them down a road. I should have been their husband. I should be the father of our children together. I should do all of that. But no, I said, hey, the most important thing in life is that I have these urges, and by golly, they must be appeased. And it just comes out as this, you know, and I'm not here to try to make anybody feel really guilty, but just to say, look at it from this perspective. And if you go out and you proudly march around trumpeting your gayness, I just kind of turn my head and go, I can't watch this. I can't watch such blatant, militant selfishness. That the woman you should have married, and let me tell you, the world's a big place. If you think you can't find love, acceptance, companionship, a real soul bonding, much more than two gay people can ever accomplish, much more, I'm sorry, male and female genitalia, do this interesting thing. It creates children, which I'm sorry, no amount of doing anything else can compensate for it, can make it happen. I don't care how much money you expect society to pay to try to simulate it. I don't care how many drugs you take. It doesn't matter how much you can. It just can't be done. Selfishness, and it's very hard, does the selfish person the most damage. Always. The funny thing about being a committed gay person is not only are you hurting yourself, but you are encouraging another person to stifle themselves in the exact same way. You can say it's consenting, and I'm sure it is. You know, whatever. You certainly have your freedom to do it. But just know that some people sit here and go, you could do better. You could do a lot better. You have responsibilities to society that you're just... I mean, the word ignore doesn't describe it. There are your duties to society that you flagrantly and militantly refuse to take care of. Thank you. There's no amount of money you can make. There's no amount of charity work you can do. There's no amount of anything that can compensate for the fact that you aren't taking upon yourself the fatherly role for real, not playing at it, not building some kind of weird social construct, and you say you're the man and somebody else says they're the woman. You're not having your children. You may raise somebody else's, which may or may not be doing them a great favor. Another selfish thing that you can often do is think how wonderful you are. And you said you do a better job having your own children instead of substituting the raising of other people's children. So this has always been kind of a, you know, I've always talked myself out of talking about it, or I often do. And instead of burying it and just saying, no, I'll never talk about this subject because I can't do it without getting all heated up, it keeps coming back to me. You know, to the chagrin of those who are listening, who say, I have a right to be respected for what I do. And you go, no, you don't have a right to respect. Nobody does. You throw what you think is true and right out there. Some people will say, that's great, you know, I'm glad to hear that. Other people will say, you're a jerk and a bigot, and you should not have the right to say anything. Great. So, anyway, here I am, head home.